You are listening to River FM 92.9, and we're working our way through the album called A Sky Blue Sun. That was a song called Lullaby for Three Ones, and before that was a track called Way. And as we've had in the studio for the last half an hour or so, we have Bent Wing Ascent here himself, Ro Lloyd, sitting opposite me from Lismore. And so we were talking, we've been talking a bit about, you know, how you put this kind of music together. So, and you mentioned about getting your tracks mastered was, you know, part of the what gives it such a good sound.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good to have a set of professional ears on professional equipment that, you know, and years of experience. And I work a lot with this mastering engineer at Audio Science who, you know, he's a really talented guy, and he's produced number one records, you know, on the UK charts. He's in the UK and does, like, I think he just spent a month doing sound design for the new Crystal Method album, and, you know, like, just... He's a really genuine guy, and kind of, I trust his judgment, and he puts up with my stupid questions. And, you know, to do this album, like, it was kind of challenging because, you know, it's not cheap to do that stuff well. And he kind of offered me a really good deal, just because I'm an independent artist, I guess, and, you know, I'm just doing my thing, and he had time. But to actually do that, even with, you know, a really good deal, I couldn't afford to do that. And I kind of came to this crux point where I just sort of had to let go of, you know, all this kind of baggage and just ask my friends, basically, if they could help me make this happen, to just go, will you kind of trust me, I can make this happen, but, you know, I kind of need your help. And that was really a beautiful, incredibly confronting, but really beautiful kind of process. And I sort of had to go, well, kind of change the frame of how I looked at it, and went, you know, even by asking, then that's a massive achievement, because that's not the kind of thing that I would do, you know.
Yeah. No, that's a good story. With the process of mastering, and then, so how does that work? You know, doing digital music. So would you send the whole track over, or do you send the individual stems over?
Well, I know some people will send stems over. I mean, I'm relatively confident with my kind of final mixes at this point. I just send the final kind of mix downs as, like, an individual track. If you're playing at home, stems are basically the kind of components of the track. So, you know, if the mastering engineer's got them, they can kind of adjust levels of different elements, like, say, the vocals too loud or whatever, turn it down.
Yeah, sorry about that. I should have explained, yeah. Sorry. Bit of technical jargon there. Yeah, so stems are your individual channels of whatever it might be. And you can, often you can go on, there's all sorts of websites you can go onto online, you can get stems from all sorts of other people's music, and you can remix it and enter into things. I used to do a fair bit of that myself. I don't have time anymore because I'm volunteering for the radio all the time. So you have your individual tracks, which you can, you know, much like you would do in a mixing desk, change that, stick it through compression and things.
So I guess what he does is use a few bits of kind of select expensive hardware, and having really good ears and a really good room, just kind of, it's the final tweaks to make sure it will translate across any system, so I can make it sound really good in, you know, if, for example, my headphones, but then if someone's listening to them on little Apple earbuds, it might sound like trash.
Yeah.
You know? And so what he does is make sure it's all, you know, will sound good anywhere, is kind of loud, and as well that it feels consistent across the whole album, which is kind of a whole nother set of skills to kind of make it feel like one daily.
No, it is. It's quite a, I've heard it called a dark art, the art of mastering. It really is a set of skills that, and it is that final level of tweaks, and it also, you know, makes sure it's good to go across the radio and things like that. You've got to get it for everything. And sometimes they listen to it. They might have expensive hardware, but sometimes they listen to it on the crappiest radio as well.
Oh, totally. And like, music should be enjoyed and enjoyable, however, you know, in whatever medium people have access to.
Yeah. That's correct. All right, we're going to move along with... we're moving into the track you mentioned before, Catharsis, featuring Ayla, is it pronounced? Yeah, cool. So we'll play this track, and then maybe we'll talk a little bit about working with Ayla and how you went about that. All right, so here we go. This is Catharsis. Okay, we are talking to Ro Lloyd, who is Bentwing Ascent. We've got in the studio here. That was the track Catharsis featuring Ayla. So, we were talking before about how you put together songs and then you have sometimes a vocalist come in, and that's what happened with this track. So,
I'd actually only met Ayla a couple of times, got introduced by another producer friend, and she actually contacted me because she just wanted to record some vocals for a dubstep producer in Melbourne, and so she actually came to do that, and she just, she's a really passionate kind of person, and she just sort of had something to say, and basically, yeah, we just recorded into the night and sort of one go, because like what she wanted to say just was a really beautiful fit for this piece of music. So basically all I had to do was, get the hell out of the way and, just let her do her thing,
fantastic. It's a good swinging jazzy track, that one. I like it. But there's some nice little interference kind of noises in the background and stuff, So where is Ayla? Is she local?
She was a local. She's I think she's in West Australia now. She moved at some point, you know. But yeah, she was a local. I was going to say legend, but I don't think she's at that stage of her career quite yet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, maybe one day. Maybe one day. So I don't know, a pre-legend, I don't know what you call it. All right, so there's another track coming up then. So the next two tracks are featuring vocals as well. The last one, as you said before, is the vocals of Nathan again. Mm-hmm. But this one in between here, which is an interesting track, it's probably the most different of all the album, even though the whole album's quite different. This one, I think, will surprise some people. I'm trying to think of the guy who reminds me of, you know who I mean, my brain's gone to sleep a bit. So we might just go into this. So I can't actually read it here on my screen. The vocalist is
the artist is known as Tired Jimmy Bones, because why not?
And this song's called Broken Wing. All right, so we're gonna play this track. I hope you enjoy this. This is very unusual, and I'm gonna remember. In fact, you can all maybe phone in who you think this reminds you of. All right, here we go. Enjoy this. This is Broken Wing, featuring Tired Jimmy Bones. All right.
Time.